Streaming 24/7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more.
TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth. It's time at TalkZone for more world-changing leadership with Our Global Hope. Here again, your host, Dr. Henrik Mann.
Well, listeners, we're back with our guest, Mr. John Moran, Superintendent of Schools at Large at a private Christian K-12 school, also a Harvard graduate. I want to remind listeners that they can call in at our call-in line at 1-888-463-6748 or email me at hman@gencomintl.com. John, I'm so intrigued by the journey that you've had personally. I'm wondering, did you come from a Christian background, and how does the Harvard education that you've had enter into your duties today as a superintendent?
Well, you know, I was brought up in the Catholic Church, and then, but through my 20s, I really became agnostic. I call myself an agnostic atheist or an atheistic agnostic. You can take your pick. Didn't commit myself to Jesus Christ until after a few years after I graduated Harvard. But, you know, since you mentioned Harvard, let me give you and the listeners a Harvard lesson without paying the Harvard tuition. And the first day that I went into my educational program at the Graduate School of Ed, there was about 75 students in the cohort. And the then dean of the Ed School, Patricia Albjerp Graham, came in and just beaming and smiling. And I thought, boy, shouldn't she be more dour? Shouldn't she be more serious? And she had us cracking up and laughing and just put us at ease. And I think that's one thing that a good leader does. It puts people at ease and makes them comfortable. But more than that, she said, okay, Harvard is about three things: research, research, and research. And then, you know, I wanted to get up and walk out. But then she says, it's about one more thing. It's about leadership. We didn't accept you here to be mediocre or just above average. We want each of you to be leaders in your field. Now, this was inculcated in us, and by the time I graduated, I started to believe it. And I think that lesson parlays into pre-K through 12 education as well. It's all about expectations. Do we set expectations for our students, and do we challenge them to become leaders? I think that as we do that, you will really be surprised what young people are capable of. We have young people here in the schools leading operations overseas to send packages to soldiers to serve poor people in India. It's amazing, and it's all student-led. You'd be really amazed at what young people can do if you challenge them and you set them free to do it.
John, can you share a little more about some of the students that are at your school? Don't give us the names, but share with us some of the diversity of students that are attending.
Well, we have all kinds of students here. We have people of all different religions. We're a Christian school, but we take people from any religion. We educate. We don't indoctrinate, and we encourage. But we have people from all different races and from several different socioeconomic strata. So it's a very diverse student body, and we love that because it mirrors more of what the world is like, the world that these students will be going out to and hopefully making a difference in. We give them a lot of opportunities for leadership. We have conservative leadership. We have Interact, which is the student level organization of the Rotary Club International. We have chapel leadership, Christian leadership. We have opportunities in sports for team captains and student government. So what I'm planning to do now is to coordinate all of these leadership opportunities into a cogent and cohesive leadership program so that we have common themes of leadership throughout all of these various leadership elements.
John, when you think about the financial structure of your school, there's a lot of parents who are making great sacrifices to have their children attend. Mm-hmm. And yet it seems that, based on my awareness, that teachers aren't necessarily paid a king's ransom. and your salary isn't probably a large one. Why does it cost so much to run a school these days?
Well, I mean, it's it wouldn't be much different if you looked at the per student cost between a public and a private. Just the difference is, where does the funding come from? You know, we have no public funds that come in here, so we have to have tuition and non-tuition forms of revenue. You know, the people either look for money, or they either seek money or they seek success, just like organizations. So, you know, what I am doing is seeking, seek money or seek excellence. I'm seeking excellence on all levels. When you are most excellent in any business, whether that's a for-profit or a nonprofit or any school or college, the money follows. You know, people will pay. There will always be people who will pay for a good value. So it's my job, and it's the job of all private school, in this case, private Christian school leaders, to focus on excellence in every area of the school and academic enterprise, and sports and extracurriculars, facilities, all of that. When you have that, people will pay what it takes to make that happen. But if you are just kind of, you know, status quo and just trying to maintain and then saying, well, give us more money, that's what people hem and haw about. But when you're providing a value, then people are willing to invest that money in their children. What better investment can you make?
John, can you share just a little bit about your unique football program? It's relatively new, and you have NFL football alumni who are helping lead it, and your team is doing well, and it's part of the leadership development process. Can you share just a little about that?
Oh, thanks for asking. I couldn't be more proud of our head coach, John Perella, and Rod Woodson and Craig Cook and all of the other great guys that are helping with that. And again, this correlates to leadership. This is our first year of a varsity. This was our first year of a varsity football program, and we went to the semifinals of the state tournament for our level of play. And, you know, that doesn't just happen. That is a result of keen and exceptional leadership. And I have watched with awe as I've seen these men who are tremendous leaders personally and professionally instill leadership values in these young men. It was nothing short of miraculous that we went to the semifinals, and we had two upsets in the first two rounds of the playoffs. And to even to get to the playoffs was unheard of in your first year. So that's just another leadership element. It brings notoriety to our school in a very positive way, so that people can see all the other great things we're doing here. But very proud and very grateful for a great first year.
Well, as we go to our second break, we want to look forward to another segment related to leadership development in an academic setting. I want to remind our listeners to look us up at www.ourglobalhope.com. We'll be right back with Mr. John Moran for more world-changing leadership talk.